Good morning. It's the 16th of February, 2024. My name is Helen Femi Williams, and this is your This Week in FinTech news briefing.
This Week in FinTech.
In product launches, Visa announces significant upgrades to its B2B digital wallet capabilities, aiming to streamline transactions for companies worldwide. A new dating app named Score has launched, designed exclusively for individuals with good to excellent credit scores, merging love with financial compatibility. Maybe I should go on it. Discover Jaunt Pass, the latest innovation in travel, offering unique access and benefits to frequent travelers. Yellow Card introduces USD Coin, enhancing its cryptocurrency offering and enhancing user transactions. Genesis Global announces a new trading solution for equities and fixed incomes, catering to the evolving needs of traders. Klarna rolls out a new service of auto-filing consumers' verification data, making online shopping faster and more secure. Wealthify offers its first savings account, supported by ClearBank, offering competitive rates and security. Revolut launches eSIM phone plans in the UK, enhancing connectivity for travellers. And crypto wallet Coca offers out virtual cards, bringing traditional finance with the crypto world. And in other news, the SEC announces increased regulatory measures for hedge funds and high-speed trading entities to ensure market stability. Reports suggest Standard Chartered is exploring the possibility of splitting its corporate and investment units. The US government outlines a proposal requiring investment advisors to implement anti-money laundering measures. And Citi begins testing the tokenization of private funds, marking a significant step towards digital asset management. The Reserve Bank of India tests an innovative offline and programmable central bank digital currency, aiming to enhance financial inclusion. And a study reveals JP Morgan Chase as the forefront runner in artificial intelligence research within the banking sector. The Partnership Corner. A new deal between MetaMask and Robinhood aims to extend crypto accessibility to a wider audience. And Blue Ocean Technologies and Drive Wealth will expand geographic reach and trading services, strengthening global market access. And the bad news. Once valued at $11 billion, Bolt drastically reduces its valuation by 97% in a recent buyback offer. Family finance app Noso announces its closure, marking another departure in the fintech sector. Alba Bank announces the resignation of its CEO amidst a period of strategic reassessment. And lastly, the state of New York seeks $3 billion in its expanded lawsuit against digital currency group, citing serious financial irregularities. That's This Week in FinTech. Okay, so this week's FinTechionary, which, if you remember, is the dictionary definition of a fintech word, is e. And for e, I've decided to go for e-wallets because, in a way, e-wallets are the kind of digital infrastructure or the backbone of the digital transformation when we think about fintech. So let's take a step back. What is an e-wallet? An e-wallet or an electronic wallet is a digital system that securely stores user payment information and passwords for numerous payment methods and websites. By using an e-wallet, users can purchase easily and quickly with near-field communication technology. They can also store multiple credit cards and bank account numbers in a secure environment and eliminate the need to enter account information when making a payment. In the fintech universe, e-wallets are at the forefront of the digital transformation, offering convenience, speed, and enhanced security. They've definitely revolutionized the way we transact, making it possible to go cashless and cardless, reducing the friction in online and in-store purchases. If we think about the impact on the fintech industry, the advent of e-wallets has significantly impacted the financial sector, driving consumer behavior towards digital payments and fostering a more inclusive digital economy. They've enabled seamless cross-border transactions, supported microtransactions, and facilitated the growth of e-commerce and mobile commerce. E-wallets have also played a crucial role in financial inclusion, reaching unbanked and underbanked population by providing them with the digital means to participate in the economy. If we think of some like real-life examples, Asia United Bank launched its e-wallet, Hello Money, this was about a month ago, expanding its digital banking services across South Korea, Malaysia, and Hong Kong. So yeah, e-wallets are more than just a trend. They're definitely reshaping the financial landscape, offering a glimpse into the future where digital transactions are the norm. As we continue to see advancements in the space, e-wallets will undoubtedly play a pivotal role in defining the future of fintech. But that wraps up this week's Fintectionary segment on e-wallets. Stay tuned for next week where we'll discover ABCDEF. What's F gonna be? Fintech events you need to know about. All right, so I have two events to highlight. One that's actually happening today, so let's talk about that one first. So if you're based in Nairobi, the This Week in Fintech Nairobi Fintech Happy Hour is happening on the 16th of February, which is today. So yeah, if you're around, join us for an evening of engaging conversations and networking with the This Week in Fintech community. It's the perfect chance to connect with peers, unwind in a relaxed setting, and exchange ideas. So whether you're a startup founder, investor, or just a fintech enthusiast, you know, I think it's a great chance to get some valuable insight into the latest trends in the fintech landscape and specifically in Africa. And the second event I have going on that I can highlight is the This Week in Fintech Vegas Happy Hour with Gainbridge. So on the 5th of March, 7:30 onwards, if you're based in Las Vegas or you're going to Las Vegas, you can gear up for an exclusive evening in the heart of the city. The happy hour will invite fintech professionals to mingle, share insights, explore potential collaborations in the vibrant setting that is Las Vegas. I've never been. I would love to go. So yeah, if you're in Nairobi or Vegas, you can find out about these events on our website. Just go to thisweekinfintech.com and then click events. So Signals is our subscriber-only read. In this segment, I'd like to give a snippet of what you can find if you subscribe to the paid content. And one article that's been making a lot of rounds is The Lost Art of Fuck Around and Find Out by Jake Gibson, who's the co-founder of NerdWallet. I like this piece because I think it's quite compelling. Jake shares the rollercoaster journey of NerdWallet from its humble beginnings in 2011 with its $75 in revenue to an astonishing, wait for it, $465.7 million in its first 9 months of 2023. It's a tale of grit, bootstrap mentality, and the strategic genius that fueled their exponential rise. I like how Jake reflects on the lean years, surviving on Subway sandwiches and the decision to forego outside funding until they truly needed it to scale. It's a stark contrast to the current era's reliance on easy funding, which Jake argues has dulled the entrepreneurial edge required to innovate and survive. He introduces us to Mint, pre-seed program at Better Tomorrow Ventures, designed to help founders focus on what truly matters by providing just enough resources to run those early crucial experiments. This approach is about bringing back the fuck around and find out mentality, a call to discover the passion, paranoia, and obsession that comes from knowing your survival depends entirely on your own efforts. Jake warns against the distraction of playing business in an era of abundant funding. He emphasizes the importance of prioritization and creativity when resources are scarce. The success of NerdWallet's SEO and content marketing strategies, born out of necessity rather than choice, serves as a powerful testament to what can be achieved when you're forced to innovate. I like this story because it's not just about NerdWallet's success. It's a manifesto for the current generation of entrepreneurs. It challenges the prevailing startup culture, urging founders to embrace the uncertainty and creativity that comes with truly bootstrapping their vision. If you would like to read the full article and the in-depth look that Jake gives us and the lesson learned from NerdWallet's journey, then become a paid subscriber of This Week in Fintech or fuck around and find out.